This is North Shore Today for Thursday, September 22, 2016. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News that the Gloucester-based trash and recycling contractor that abruptly pulled out of servicing 9 communities this summer has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, a move that will shield it from creditors while it undergoes a reorganization. But one of those communities has also gone to court, accusing Hilt's Waste Disposal of misrepresenting its financial situation and plans and then creating a public health emergency by abruptly abandoning its contract. The decision by Hilt to drop 9 communities, among them Hamilton, Wenham, Swampscott, Marblehead, and Manchester by the Sea, left public officials scrambling to find replacement trash haulers and forced to pay more for trash removal. Hilt's bankruptcy filing, which occurred on September 7, lists liabilities that include loans and lines of credits totaling $3.8 million and debts to unsecured creditors of more than $1 million. Gayla Cowley writes on itemlive.com that Swampscott town officials are considering giving the green light to file legal action against their former trash hauler. On Wednesday, Town Administrator Thomas Younger recommended that the Board of Selectmen approve authorizing Town Council to jointly file litigation with Wenham against Gloucester-based Hilt's Waste Disposal for breach of contract. In response, the Board tabled the vote until its next meeting, October 5. Swampscott officials, along with several other North Shore communities, including Marblehead and Wenham, were abruptly informed by Hilt's on August 31 that would be their last day of service. New haulers were interviewed on September 1, leading to a quick agreement with Republic Services a day after Hilt's cut services. This is in Swampscott. The Phoenix-based publicly traded company that serves 14 million customers nationwide began collecting trash and recycling 2 days later. Talia Rapalje writes in Salem News that the Ipswich School Committee will formally announce its search for a new superintendent at its meeting on Thursday following the resignation of Superintendent of Schools William Hart. Hart presented the committee with his resignation letter in July after 3 years with Ipswich Schools. He will finish the remainder of his contract and step down on June 30, 2017. Hart's letter focused on the accomplishments of Ipswich Schools during his time and said it was a great honor to serve the district. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the medical marijuana provider that backed off a proposed Condellan Road site in the face of intense neighborhood opposition has filed new plans to open a potential second local dispensary in a building in Blackburn Industrial Park. Representatives of the Boston-based Mayflower Medicinals, who filed applications with the City Council and for site plan approval from the Planning Board on Wednesday, have already secured a signed letter of non-opposition and host agreement from the City. Ray Lamont continues, the new Mayflower site at 41 Great Republic Road sits just across the road from the 38 Great Republic site where Happy Valley Ventures, another medical marijuana nonprofit, proposes its project. Happy Valley filed its application and site plans with the Planning Board on September 7. The city's medical marijuana facility ordinance, amended this summer to better define zoning designations, precludes such facilities from opening within various distances from schools, churches, residents, and bars, and bans them from operating within 1,500 feet of each other. Regardless of where Mayflower or Happy Valley may build on their respective site, any new construction would be within 500 feet or less from the other, a Wednesday visit to the location found, according to Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.